Hey, nerd. How's it going? Going well. It's good to see you, too. Now you ready to fuck some dragons and slay some damsels? Psh, whatever. You know that's what the party would do anyways with your track record. Like when Jake's previous character tried to seduce the vampire while you were in the middle of combat? Well, I mean, he said that's what he was trying to accomplish after the session, but I think telling her to suck this instead was a bad approach. Yeah, the one he rolled didn't help things either. Well, you have the pick of the spots at the table, so you're the first one here. Yeah, I thought they would be here by now, too. We start in 10 minutes. No, they haven't said anything in the group chat yet. Let me send a message to see where they are. So, while we wait for their response, what did you do for your level up after last session? Nice. Man, Blood Ragers are so cool. If I wasn't the Dungeon Master right now, I would totally be playing that. Well, I mean, I like my character now, but you know, it's the new toy syndrome every time I come up with a new character concept. And I want to play the new and shiny one now. Anyways, well, the rest of the group hasn't responded yet, which makes me worried. I don't know, I'd rather not cancel since you just got here, and I know you live pretty far away. Well, we discussed this a while ago, where I said I wanted to do personal quests for you guys, so we could flesh out the stuff in your guys' backstories. You up for that? Cool. Let me just get my notes out for what I had for your character and we can get started. Oh, don't worry. It shouldn't be that combat intensive. There will be some enemies, so you can play with your new spells and abilities, but this should mainly be roleplay for the most part. Oh, and there is a message in the group chat saying that they won't be able to make it. So, good thing we're doing this instead. Yeah, I guess we haven't done anything alone for a while, have we? We should fix that. It's fun to hang out with you. Well, thanks. Glad you think so, too. I guess we could do that. I mean, we don't have a lot of room in my place, but we could LARP this out a bit. Might be kind of fun, too. Yeah, like we were kids, exactly. All right, yeah, let's do that. Sounds fun. All right, so last time we left off, you guys had just gotten the mysterious amulet from the waterlogged castle. Oh, thank you. I had a lot of fun coming up with that dungeon. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, you guys were going back to town to investigate it. Since the others aren't here, I will say they are probably doing research on it while you get to do fun stuff instead. So while you're wandering around town, a messenger starts to approach you, and she seems a little hesitant while doing so. What type of nervous? Like there is a fucking badass warrior man in front of her that has this massive glowing magical axe and that she needs to deliver a message to? But yeah, she hands it over. A letter for you, sir. The one who gave this to me asked for you to complete the instructions inside as soon as possible. Oh, okay, sure. As she is walking away, you stop her, and she looks surprised, but grateful for the gold piece you gave her. She doffs her hat at you and goes into the crowd. I mean, that was a total coincidence, but she is like that NPC. I'm so surprised you even remember her. That was like the second or third one I made. Well, I'm flattered that you like my character so much. All right, so the letter says essentially, well, not essentially, you can read it right there, that you're to go to the Green Dragon Tavern and wait for her there. Furthermore, in the letter, it says she's a half-elf. Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't play the role of a half-elf well. I'm lacking the pointy ears and general attractiveness. Oh yeah, we can walk over to my kitchen. That works for the tavern. Okay, so you head over there and you find it pretty easy. As you go inside, you realize the clientele for this place is much more upper class than you less murder hobo-esque types. Oh, shut up. You are total murder hobos. And you stand out with all your scars and tattoos and otherwise intense appearances. A nervous-looking host approaches you and says, "No weapons allowed inside the establishment," and keeps glancing at your fucking cool axe strapped to your back. Okay, go ahead and roll. This intimidate shouldn't be too hard. Okay, yeah, no problem. He clears his throat and says, On second thought, these are dangerous times, and a gentleman such as yourself should have some form of protection. And then he dashes off into the kitchen. All right, so you find an empty table, and some of the patrons nearby get up and leave the place, looking a bit spooked. Yeah, a server pro... Okay, fine. A bar wench comes to your table. I'm sorry, I lack good appearance for a bar wench, I guess. Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't own any dresses I can't throw on real quick. I'm not bar wench material. Anyway, she seems in awe, unlike the other guy, and impressed by your appearance. Like, maybe I could be like this person one day. Strongest thing we carry, she asks. Okay, that'll be about 10 gold pieces. Well, yeah, it's pricey. You did ask for the strongest thing. That generally isn't cheap in this universe. She kind of sashays off to the bar. Let's see, can I get a good sashay going? Get those hips working there. But anyway, she walks up to the bar. You see, let me just move over here. You notice a half-elf enter the building. She nods at you and heads towards you. What? I don't know. I didn't really think to come up with how attractive she is. I'm sorry, I'm ruining the illusion. If she is attractive, but my wardrobe at the moment is a t-shirt and sweatpants, and it's not the most flattering thing. But here, let me roll to see how hot she is. Oh shit, she got an 18. So this attractive half-elf comes up to your table and says, good, you got my letter. You have an impressive reputation, and I hope you live up to it. Unfortunately, I can't give you all the details of the job, but I hope that we can trust one another. If there is anything I can do to assure that trust, let me know. Oh, see? I knew it would turn to sex eventually. It was just a matter of time. Okay, what are you going to say to seduce her? Really? That's your pickup line? You guys are the least creative party when it comes to seduction lines. Oh yeah, we could fuck. Oh, I feel myself getting wet already. Whatever, go ahead and roll. Diplomacy if you have it. Otherwise, just a straight charisma check. Oh, what the fuck? A 20? Seriously? Oh, wipe that cheesy grin from your face. So yeah, after she says that, you lean and whisper that into her ear. And she gives you this intense look. No, not exactly like the one I'm giving you. Hers has much less righteous anger in it. Do you want to go to the table and skip ahead? Oh, okay. I guess we could sort of RP it out, I guess. I just, and wow, I've never seen you blush before. It, you look very cute when you do. But, so what? You want to RP the half-elf and your character having sex? No, I don't mind necessarily. It's just that I didn't think you'd be into doing this. I always did fade to blacks whenever any of you would seduce something, so it wouldn't make anybody feel uncomfortable or weird. And I mean, who would want to listen to people have a sex RP anyways, right? But you want to do this? Okay, and you kind of want to LARP it? I'm not exactly sure how we'll do that, but okay, since you want to, and it's just us. So the half-elf leads you to her room. So we can go to my bedroom, I guess. Follow me. It helps with the ambience. She takes you to the room and... Actually, bring your d20. Do you remember what your initiative is? Good, okay. So whoever rolls higher gets initiative in the sex RP. All right. All right. She doesn't have that high of initiative. So she got a 6. And you... Oh yeah, okay. So you take initiative. She closes the door behind you. Okay, so what do you do? You okay there? So yeah, what do you do? Oh, I'm so happy. I I've had a crush on you for so long. But I was always afraid that you would feel the same way. I just want to kiss every part of you. Let me lightly kiss up your neck. Up your ear. And let me just nibble on your ear. That was a sexy sound. I'll have to remember that. Okay, I'm just going to kiss back down your neck. Down to your defined collarbone. You know what? This shirt is getting in the way, don't you agree? I thought so. So let me just take this over your head and... Wow, you're kind of amazing. Yes, you are. Your body's perfect. You are perfect. I guess it would only be fair. There, now we match. Now where was I? Oh yeah, your kissable collarbone. Going down further along the middle of your amazing chest. No, don't take off your pants. Not yet anyways. I want to continue to tease you as I kiss down to your perfect stomach. I love the way you squirm. Now, and over the top of your hips, I'm going to stand up and run my hands lightly up your sides and all over your amazing body. Thank you. I love the way your skin tastes and how your nipples are stiffening as I tease them with my tongue. Oh, I love the little sounds you make as I do this. Let me just suck them a little. I want to kiss your lips again. What was that? You have something else that needs to be kissed. Okay. I mean, if you insist. And then your sexy boxers. You're amazing. And I love the way you blush when I say how amazing you are. I'm going to get down on my knees in front of you so I can worship your gorgeous cock. I'm going to slowly kiss up your legs, alternating from one to the other until I get all the way up to your thighs and just lightly bite the sensitive skin. You liked that, didn't you? Yes. Moving closer and closer to your aching and hard dick. How badly do you want me to make you come? Because that's all I want to do for you. I want you to feel amazing as my lips and tongue drive you to ecstasy. I'm just going to take that into my mouth. That felt good. Have you wanted this for a while too? I'm just gonna lick along it. And get it nice and slick. Sorry. I didn't warn you. I just needed it in my mouth. I'm so glad nobody else showed up today. Please. I just want you to let go. Oh, you're thrusting against my mouth. Thank you. Get into it. Thank you, handsome. Yeah. Oh, yes, I want that so bad. Let me just take these off. And let me just slide your cock inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, you feel amazing. Let me just go slow for a second. Feels so good. Yeah, faster, please. You're amazing. It feels so good. That's everything I hoped. Oh God, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. Oh my God, please come with me. Please come with me. Please come inside me. Oh, let go, let go, let go, let go. Yeah. I'm gonna come. Wasn't exactly how I expected our afternoon to go. What? Did I mean it? Mean what? Yeah, I like you. For a very long time, and yes, more than you could ever know. What? What am I laughing at? Just earlier. See, I told you all our gaming sessions have sex in them. That's a dumb thing to laugh at, but I'm glad you find it funny too. Well then, you have successfully seduced the half-elf, and she trusts you. So, after we tidy ourselves up, do you want to continue your quest? Maybe once you get this quest done, or even during, you and the half-elf can build some trust again. I'm so happy. Thank you.